I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Sick Podcast with your host, That Leafs Fan. Today, we are going to be reviewing Game 1 between the Leafs and the Bruins. It's not the outcome we wanted, but there's still hope to be had because there's a lot of hockey to be played. But before we get into any of that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume because you're about to listen to the Sick Podcast. With That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy Mackinac, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy Mackinac!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, first of all. Thank you for being here, if you are here. I assume you're probably here to try and cope with what was honestly not even a bad game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins in Game 1. The Leafs lose 5-1 to the Bruins in Boston, and honestly, it's tough, man. It's a tough feeling. There's a lot of things to talk about. I'm going to start off with this. I don't think the 5-1 scoreline really defined the game that happened. I think it really went the worst way it possibly could have. Look, the Leafs, I thought, let's start from the beginning. I thought to get the game started right off the bat, I thought the Leafs actually brought a pretty good energy to the game from puck drop. You saw Domi trying to get into it right away with Marchand off the puck drop. Leafs had a couple of good battles in the offensive zone, a bit of good possession. The problem is the thing that has killed the Leafs this year across many different games is the shift of momentum that can be caused off of a offensive turnover that'll lead to a counterattack, and it'll tend to like just completely kill the team, like completely kill them. And the same thing kind of happened in this game again. Like I said, I really don't I kind of like the start, to be honest, to the game. I thought the energy was there. I thought they actually looked to start on time. They had two, three minutes of good possession in the Bruins zone. They had a decent couple of first chances. I think they had the first four shots on net. And then they kind of just let in a counterattack, 2-on-1, first shot of the game for the Bruins, and they score. And from there, it was just kind of like, damn. It was like, it's just one of those things. And it's not about good luck or bad luck, because I think it really played to the Bruins' advantage. And it really, from that point on, what that allowed the Bruins to have was the entire crowd behind them. And Boston is one of the hardest places to play in the NHL. In Boston, because their fan base is electrifying. It's unreal. They're fully into it. Like, it just takes a little bit for them to get into it. And then it's just like, as the away team, you just feel like you have the weight of like the world on your shoulders, and the other team, the home team, just has all the support on their back. And that's what the first goal caused. And it was the story of the game. I thought it really was, because again, breaking it down over a 60-minute game, I really don't think obviously there was moments. There was moments I thought the second half of that first period was really not good at all. And it just comes down to the detail. I don't really even know where to break it down again, because it just felt like a game that it was just frustrating. It was just frustrating. And it was because they did a lot of good things. Okay, let me say it like this. The playoffs comes down to fractional moments. Fractional moments, I think, is what makes or breaks a team in a playoff game. What I mean by that, the Toronto Maple Leafs were down 1-0 heading into the first intermission. They got a power play, 4-on-3. I thought they were doing way too much. They were doing way, way, way too much. But they kept the pressure going. They kept the pressure going after the power play. They had, again, I thought, a good start to the period. And then Matthews with a fantastic play, beating out the defense of the Bruins and Swayman. He takes the shot and it hits the post. And it when that happened, I got so pissed because it's, you can't even really blame that on Matthews. Like, it was a great play. It was a great play. He dominated the Bruins in that moment. He took over the defense. He beat the goalie. He put it on net. And it's just like, it was like a 2 or 3 degree shift that the puck would have went in and tied the game. Instead, it hits the post. The Bruins come back the other way. And just a few minutes later, A regular shot. I think it was Brandon Carlo who just rips a shot and the puck had eyes, finds its way into the net, and it goes down 2-0. And that was the story of the game again, where I thought overall the Leafs weren't playing that bad. They really weren't playing that bad. And I don't know if you want to call it that the bounces weren't going our way, but to me, I see it a lot less of damn, we got unlucky, and I see it a lot more of damn, we're not focusing on the details. And It was the turnovers that really killed us. It was the little moments. It was the stupid, boneheaded decision penalties. Look, I didn't like a lot of the penalties that were called against the Leafs, but at the end of the day, it just seemed like the Bruins knew how to bend the rules, and the Leafs just kind of took it a step too far, and that's what landed us a lot more penalties than the Bruins were taking. And those little penalties, again, the little moments, the little details, the unable to control your emotion.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Is what led to the downfall of this game. And it was, and I think that's the part that frustrates the most, is because it's not a game where I thought we got destroyed and lost 5-1. It's a game that we lost 5-1, but we could have, I don't want to say very easily could have had, but it was a lot more within reach than it looked on the scoreboard. And that those are the types of games that really hurt the most to lose, because there's just no room for error in the playoffs. And you saw that in this type of game. And now we are left in a situation where we haven't beat the Bruins, I want to say, in 8 games straight over the last 8 meetings. And now we have to beat them 4 times in the next 6 or we're out. It's that simple. We need to win 4 games before we can lose another 3 against this team. And it's a daunting task. It's a daunting task. And it's details, details, details. Did Samsonov have a bad game? I don't think so. I thought he actually had some really great moments, great saves. And it was just tough, I thought, for the whole team. Obviously, look, we were missing William Nylander in this game, which, say what you will, that's a huge part on our team. That is a massive part on our team. Whether you like him or not, that is one of our best players that missed the game. I think I was talking to a few buddies about this, asking, I'm like, so is Nylander back for game two? And the most common answer I got is, well, there's no choice. Whatever he's dealing with, if it's not life or death, then yeah, he has to be in game two. He has to be, because the amount of depth that it allows the team to gain with Nylander in the team, like with the spread of the lineup, it makes a huge difference. And you noticed it yesterday. I thought, like, I hate to, oh, it's just so frustrating. Like, it's, I don't even know where to go for this game. That's where I'm at, where it's like, I can't help but like laugh at it, because the more I think about it, the more it's just like, it just feels like we shot ourselves in the foot. That's what it feels like. It really does. It's not, it just feels like a wasted performance. That's what it feels like. And again, I really don't think the score reflected the game. I'm repeating myself, but that's just what it is. It's a very Leaf-esque way to lose, where they don't play horrible. They have brain farts. That's that I talked about this in the preview. The Leafs are their own worst enemy here. They tend to beat themselves before the other team does. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating because we know that they're capable of winning. And it's frustrating because in the series against the Leafs and the Bruins, it always comes down to a final game all the time. And it would just be so painful to know that if this series goes to seven and the Leafs don't come out on top, a game like this could have very well decided it. And look, there's a long way to go in this series, a long way to go. Obviously, as a Leafs fan, you don't feel good going down by one. But if you think about it, if the Leafs win game two tomorrow night, we actually, in hockey terms, regain the advantage, in the sense of we regain the home ice. Now, I don't think that means a whole lot. Home ice, like I spoke about it with Mass in a previous episode, I'm not too fond of the whole home ice theory. I don't think it makes that much of a difference, but the Leafs have a task now. It's take it one game at a time, one shift at a time, one moment at a time, and they really need to they really need to slow it down and focus on the detail. If they're to do anything in the series, and I truly believe they can do it. Like, after, that's what I'm saying, where it's like, it's a game where you look at and there's good points to take away from it. There's bad points. And I think we're lucky. Look, this is game one. There's a long way to go. A long way to go. It's far from over. Look, last year, the Toronto Maple Leafs played the Tampa Bay Lightning, and we got slaughtered in the first game. I think it was 7-3, but it was pretty much like 15-0. We got dominated in every sense of the word, dominated in that game. And then something beautiful happened. They showed up next game, and they're like, we're not letting that happen again. They took the game in their hands. They stopped playing to the other team's strengths. They stopped trying to be someone they're not. They played their game, and they came in and they dominated and they got it done. And that's what they're going to have to do here, because look, say what you will, Boston is a great hockey team. They are such a great, well-coached, well-built hockey team. There's not just one player on their team. They're not a team that, like, look at it. DeBrusk, two goals, John Beecher, Brandon Carlo, and whoever the hell, I think it might have even been Pasternak, who got the empty net. So basically, like, whatever. The goals that were scored against the goalie were no stars by any means at all. And they're just a well-built hockey team. The Bruins are a very well-built hockey team, and they're going to frustrate you. They're not going to stop. They're going to play the full game. And the only way Toronto wins against the Bruins game to game is going to come down to the attention to detail and them not falling into the trap of the Bruins, them playing their game. Domi can't be like that. I get it. I understand what he was trying to do. He was trying to bring the momentum back to the team, but he just took it a step too far. And it was like, there's other ways of doing this. You don't need to, when the puck's not near you and you're going, like, you're hitting Marsha. I'm talking about the slash to the hands. Useless. Say what you want. Was it a soft call? Was it the right call? Whatever you think about that, that's not the point. The point is, very pointless to do that. There's other ways, there's other times that you can get into the head of these players and to not allow them to come back and bite you. There's other ways of doing that. I appreciated the tenacity in his game. I appreciated the aggressiveness, but there's other ways of channeling it and using it in a more positive sense that'll help the team than how he did it. Bertuzzi, again, I thought he was a dog at certain points throughout the game. You saw the team like they were trying. You saw that. And I appreciate that. I really do. It was just, it's almost like they just weren't playing their style. They had moments of doing the right thing, but they weren't playing their style. They were playing a game that it's just not them. It's not. They are a team that is driven by offense, and it just seemed like there was a lot more dump and chase. There was a lot less setup play. It was just, they weren't themselves. Although they were trying, they weren't themselves. Now, heading into tomorrow night, they need to get that out of the way. Look, we got the first game out of the way. It didn't go our way. It can't get much worse from here. So now, settle in, play your game, because you're a good hockey team too. The Toronto Maple Leafs are a good hockey team. They're a good hockey team. They're a great hockey team, matter of fact, when they want to be. You saw it. There was several moments throughout that game, especially the start of the third period. The first 4 to 5 minutes of that third period was the Leafs playing their game. The problem is, it was too little too late. I'm talking about, they completely hemmed the Bruins in their zone, where they were able to pull off literal line changes while holding the Bruins in their zone. That's the Leafs game. The Leafs play a game that is high octane offense, a lot of movement, a lot of smart passes, guys in front of the net. There's just constant cycle. That's how the team plays when they're at their best. And you saw it in those moments when they were playing that. They are very capable of beating the Boston Bruins. But the thing is, they need to stick to their identity. They can hit, they can, all this aggressiveness, they can use that, but there's better ways of doing it. It can't get to a point where it takes them away from their own game. That's when it comes to kill us. They can't do that. They have to use it when necessary, like at the right time. It's the details. It's not that they didn't do the right things. It's that they didn't do them properly. They didn't use them. They didn't utilize. It's frustrating to go over this one. It really is. And I hope that, and I know that they know this. You could tell that they knew this throughout the game. And we're going to have to see. There's a long way to go. We're going to need everyone. I thought Matthews had a good game. Oh, like, he had good moments. I don't want to say good game. I think he had good moments. You know he wants one. He's looking for it. He needs to just remember who he is. He is one of the greatest goal scorers on the planet right now. He needs to remember that. Marner needs to stick to his game. Like, we need the guys to step up here. And it's not too late. They are late, but it's not too late. It's game two. We're down 1-0. It's back at TD Garden. And the Leafs, this one's a must win. They need a win. And they know that. They know that more than anyone. You can't go down 2-0. Not here. Not against this Bruins team. You can't. The series has to stay close the whole time for the Leafs to have a chance in this one. We need tighter defense. We need the stupid mistakes need to stop, or this team is going to shoot themselves in the foot. They need to stop beating themselves, man. It's so like it's the things we've been talking about like for such a long time, and that's the most frustrating part in all of this, is that it's just like it's one of those where it's like, yeah, like they didn't. I know I'm repeating myself, and I've been repeating myself, and it's just, I know every Leafs fan understands what I'm saying, and we're probably all in the same wavelength here. Like, if you really broke down that game, it just feels like a wasted effort that wasn't put together properly. But I'm still optimistic. I'm optimistic because we know what they're capable of. And now it's just, I'm far less worried about, is this team capable? And I'm far more focused on, are they going to do it or not? Are they going to focus on that detail? Are they going to tighten up? Are they going to stop playing are they going to stop playing the other team's game? Are they going to stop trying to be something they're not? Or are they going to play Toronto Maple Leafs hockey when they're at their best? Because that's the only chance they have, is if they do that. And if they do that, they actually have a very good chance of winning this series. They really do. They really do. The playoffs, guys. Like I said, it's going to test us in ways. It's feelings you won't be able to put into words. It's just, it'll leave you with something. I had shit sleep last night after that game. I felt like shit after that game. It sucked. As a Leafs fan, that sucked. And I'm going to feel like shit about it today. And I'm going to feel like shit about it tomorrow until puck drop. We're going to carry this loss for the next 2 days. But that's the playoffs. The beautiful thing is, we could go out there tomorrow night and win it, and then make the Bruins feel like shit heading back to Toronto. That's the key here. We can't get stuck in this game. We can't. We lost it. That's one for Boston. We need to be next. We need to be next. We need to go and grab the next game like it's the last game of our season. Every game has to be approached with a do or die mentality. And not do or die where you're desperate, but you need to play like a do or die where it's like, we need to be at our best every single game, every single period, every single shift, every single moment, everything. The detail, it's so crucial. It's so crucial. And I know they can do it. I know they can do it. And that's the part that hurts the most. That's what makes this gap between game one and game two so frustrating, because it's like they better do it tomorrow, because if not, might have to start looking at packing the bags early, and that's not what we want. Let's not throw away another season, guys. And I know they can do it. I know they can. So I'm going to stop looking at yesterday's game. I'm going to stop looking at it. It's done. It's down 1-0. Now we need to win 4 out of the next 6. We need to win 4 before the Bruins win 3 more. That's where we're at. And it all starts tomorrow night in Boston again. Hoping Nylander comes back. I haven't searched any updates on him yet. It didn't seem too severe, but again, it was severe enough to keep him out of the lineup last night. If he's playable, guys, it's the playoffs. Can't miss it. If he's able to play, even if he's at 80%, 70%, he needs to be in that game. Has to be. There's no option. Interested to see if I think Sammy starts game 2. I didn't think he had a bad game. I thought he had some really good moments. It's just, again, for him too, details. Same thing. He's not a bad goalie, guys. Samsonov is not a bad goalie. I believe in him, but he has to tighten up his game too. I'm not putting any blame on him particularly. It's more of, this was a team loss. There was things that each player did well. There's things that each player needs to fix, needs to improve on, and can't repeat. And that goes for everyone, from the players on the fourth line, third line, second line, first line, all the defense and the goaltender included. They should all be held accountable for that loss. I don't think they should beat themselves up over it. I think they should just dial in and get ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow is a must-win game. It's that simple. It's that simple. Because then you really put your... If you don't win tomorrow night, you really are starting to dig that hole for you, man, early. And that's not what you want. If the Leafs win tomorrow night, it now becomes a best of five series. It's that simple. We'll see it. We'll see. We'll see. But the nerves need to be passed. They have to be beyond now, because all this buildup, all of this, now the series has started. There's no more anticipation. There's not like, now it's game time, guys. Can't fuck this up. You can't. Get it done. Find a way. Tighten up. It's a fresh game now. 0-0. Think about it like that. It's, you need a win. Make sure you score more goals than the other team tomorrow night in Boston. That is it for today, guys. Here's to hoping. I think they can do it. I think they can do it. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to go out there tomorrow night, and I think they're going to win. I really do. I really do. I believe in them. I'm going to put my heart in their hands, and I think they're going to pull through. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Let me know how you guys are feeling. If you got this far, please make sure to drop a like. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Game 2 episode. I hope it's going to be a lot happier than this one. I'll see you then. Take care.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.